Proclamation number 7188 of 15th of October, 1958. The fate of the soul after death. You should not be satisfied with a merely earthly oriented life. You should think far more about the life which follows this earthly life and extends into eternity. You should know that you cannot undo anything you do on earth and that you cannot make up for what you have omitted, but that you have to answer for it. Furthermore, you should know that your activity on earth can take on dimensions which you consider impossible if you strive for it yourselves and fulfill the conditions which earn you unlimited strength. But just as you should also know that you deprive yourselves of strength if you only look worldly and thus miss the right purpose of earthly life. And all this knowledge should only contribute to you letting your will become active to live in accordance with the purpose, i.e., to place the soul's well-being in the foreground and to now direct all your thinking, wanting and acting spiritually, always with the direction of God, to whom your soul shall return into the Father's house. No human being on earth is free from this task, but very few feel burdened by it. Most people live into the day without being aware of what they should do. But this ignorance is their own fault, because everything is done on God's part to convey the knowledge of it to people. But it is up to each individual how he evaluates the knowledge he receives. And since such knowledge cannot be proven, it is rarely only believed. Free will must become active. The human being himself must freely decide how he will relate to it and then also become freely active. And if you now imagine the shortness of your earthly life and give account to yourselves how little time you use for your soul, for your spiritual well-being, how much more the world keeps your senses captive, then you should be frightened and yet look forward to the end of your life with heavy thoughts or try to change your way of life. But if such indications leave you unimpressed, then you cannot necessarily be brought to think differently either, because this contradicts divine order, which likewise respects the human being's free will as law and therefore does not violently break it. You humans should only think about it to the extent that you are not only allowed to embody yourselves for the sake of this earthly life, but that another meaning and purpose justifies your existence. You should pay less attention to the body but try to improve the soul's fate with all urgency, for only when it leaves this earth will it become apparent what fate awaits it, and then it will be too late to make up for what it has neglected, even though it still has the opportunity to improve it in the kingdom of the beyond. But it will never be able to prepare the bliss for itself, which was nevertheless easily possible for it to achieve on earth. But it can also completely sink into the abyss and have covered the earthly path in vain. And then it can be spared a great agony or bitterest remorse. But it cannot be spared the soul which ignores all admonitions and warnings in earthly life, which only lives for this earth and never turns its gaze towards the spiritual kingdom, which is, after all, its true home. Amen.